Everybody say Judas spirit. This is what I got from the Holy Ghost. Somebody say praise the Lord. And I want you to learn this real well so you know how to discern it. I'm going to be teaching tonight on the Judas spirit so that you're able to discern it, because we're ready to go on. And when you're ready to go on and do something, Judas always shows up. Now, I'm not preaching this because I perceive there's a Judas anywhere. This is just what I got. Somebody say hallelujah. So I want you to take some notes about Judas. Somebody say hallelujah. You know what? We don't get new demons. New demons aren't created every day. We got the same old demons. He doesn't make new ones up. They don't reproduce. One devil gets with another devil, and then all of a sudden they have a baby devil, and there's a new devil that you've never heard of before. No, these boys are old. These boys are old. I mean, they don't have anything new. These are the same ones with the same personality, and some of them are stuck in their ways. You ever met an old person that gets stuck in their ways? You can predict them. Watch, they're about to go off right now. Hold on. Here she go. There it is. So let's say hallelujah. They're going to burn it. Watch. There it is. Somebody say predictable. Well, demons are the same way. Certain devils, they act the same way, and you can tell them. Bible says you'll know them by the fruit. You can just pick it up, and you can find that devil in the Bible and say, oh, I can see the end of this devil, and I can know how this devil's going to function, how the devil's going to flow, and everything's going to be all right. Some say spirits. And one devil that likes to come around and demon that likes to come around and do stuff, it's the one that messed with Judas. Somebody say hallelujah. And we're going to be studying about this spirit or this mentality. Every disciple, you know, has a mentality too. You can do some things with if you're into psychology and do different things. Each one of those apostles and disciples had a personality. And most of those personalities you'll find in the church. Somebody say hallelujah. You'll find their personalities in the church, and you'll find their giftings in the church. But this is one. I want you to go right here. Some say the Judas spirit. Go to John chapter 6, verse 70. And Jesus answered them, have not I chosen you 12? Some say chosen. And one of you is a what? A devil. He was a rough teacher, wasn't he? How'd you like to come to church and somebody say that? I invited you all in here, but half of you in here is a devil. Amen. He said, I've chosen you all, but one of you is a devil. And he spoke of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for it was he that should betray him, being one of the 12. Some say devil. Now, this word devil, some say the works of the devil. See, now the Judas spirit, he has a devil. That is a spirit, and you can catch this thing. Now, everybody say false accuser and slanderer and traducer. That means that one of you is prone to go off, run your mouth when you don't need to run your mouth, always have something negative about somebody else or the ministry. Some say that's a devil. When visions go forth and picket the vision, picket this and picket that. He said, one of you, that's an accuser, one of you is a devil. See, that's what you can expect the devil to do. And you got to know the fruit of the devil, somebody say hallelujah, to catch it. And slanderer. Some say the Judas spirit. Now you can check out this Judas spirit, this one devil. These are how they manifest. Go to John chapter 12, verse 2. Are you learning anything? Are you learning anything? Amen. I'm trying to give you tools so that as you're out there doing what God tells you to do and these demons show up, you know who they are. Some people say you got to know the devil's name in order to call it out. I believe it. You don't have to know the name exactly, but you have to have some type of evidence, amen, or some type of knowledge. Amen. So you can discern what's going on. Say, oh, I know you. Yeah, I know you. Amen. I got this one. Amen. I can call this one out. That is, oh, that's Judas. That's a Judas spirit right there. I call that thing down right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. You got to know their name. Oh, I got that. That's Jezebel. Come on now. That's not. Now I'm gonna use you, Gloria. That's not Gloria. That's Jezebel. Amen. I can call that one out right now in Jesus' name. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that's what they mean when they do that. That's what they mean when they say that you got to know these certain things. Now here was the Judas spirit. How you can tell a Judas spirit when it catches up, and you can watch it. 1 John chapter 12 verse 2. There they made a supper, and Martha served, and Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of ointment. Then saith one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him. Somebody say hallelujah. Now here is Jesus getting blessed. Here is Jesus getting blessed. Here is somebody else freely offering what was true, what was right, and what was good. And somebody say, up comes Judas. I mean, you don't hear too many things that Judas said. You don't hear any of the wonderful things he said about Jesus. You can't get too many sentences out of Judas. Every word that came out of Judas' mouth was taking somebody down. You heard his conversation with the chief priests and all this other stuff. You heard his conversation there. What can you give me that I might be able to do? Everything that came out of his mouth was to take Jesus down. Notice that. Do a scripture study on Judas. And usually every word that came out of his mouth was either to take him down, amen, or to complain about something that was going on. So the first time we hear this man's mouth open up, he said this, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? Judas will always show up and try to tell the ministry, try to tell the preacher, try to tell everybody else what they need to do with the money. That's nothing but Judas. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. It's the same spirit. And we think it's going to be anything new here. You catch that old Judas spirit all the time. Church going in one direction. And he always wants to get around the money. Oh, I'm teaching good tonight. I'm teaching good. He said, now you could have done this with the money. You could have sold everything and given it to the poor. Judas is always concerned about the poor too. Come on now. Now there are a couple of people that are concerned about the poor. Jesus was concerned about the poor, wasn't he? But also Judas was trying to fake like he was concerned about the poor. Judas has got this little fake thing. Somebody say hallelujah. About everybody's need. Yet he ain't coming up off of any of his money to take care of anything. He wants to use the ministry's money. He wants to use Jesus' money, amen, to tell Jesus what he needed to do about the poor. Somebody say hallelujah. And here it was. It wasn't even Judas' money. It wasn't Jesus' money. It was this woman's money that anointed his feet. And they had a problem with somebody else was doing with their money. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say Judas has a problem with money. You better write this down. Now, I know you've learned about the Jezebel spirit. You learn about the Jezebel spirit. When you see certain things, you can say, that's Jezebel. And Jezebel does more than wear makeup. I don't know where they got that from anyhow. Amen? But I tell you what, you can write this down and you can mark it. Judas will usually show up. And whenever Judas shows up, amen, there's going to be some money problems. You write it down. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm teaching. He said, now why wasn't this money sold with the poor? This he said, not because he cared for the poor. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. I mean, they'll fight about money and they don't even care about it. Somebody say hallelujah. He said, you could have done this with it. You could have helped this one out over there. They don't care about that. We could have taken that and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And most of the time they had the ability to do it themselves. Somebody say praise the Lord. They fake like they care for stuff, but they don't. Not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a what? A thief. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now I tell you one other thing that you could catch about a Judas spirit, they steal. Some say they steal. I tell you what, you can catch Judas. Look at the offering records. Then the Bible says this. The Bible says, listen, you have robbed me in what? Tithes and offerings. Judas will always manifest somewhere in one of those areas. Either he's a tithe robber, amen, or he's an offering robber, amen. Now, I tell you what, there are little things that go off in the back of your head. You can get a little, somebody say Judas checklist. You might have a ministry one day. You might be in charge of a ministry one day. Now, somebody said, now, Pastor Ross just teaching this stuff. No, the big boys do this. Brother Osteen did it, amen. Brother Hagin's ministry does it, amen. They say you can check it. Every once in a while they have to look through and they do a little criteria check and say, I'm trying to find some Judas. First of all, who's fussing about money? Who's fussing about money? Amen. Then nobody's fussing about money. We're not going in that area. But they say, come on. Who's fussing about money? And if they're fussing about money and stealing, somebody say hallelujah. Two checks. You're going to get a list. Are you putting down your list? Are you putting down your list? Get your list. First of all, fuss about money. Two, fake about caring about somebody else. Three, thieves. Steal. Either in the area, that means they have a problem in the area of tithing or a problem in the area of offerings. Or they got it screwed up someplace. They'll try to find a way to steal it. Somebody say hallelujah. You have to do it God's way. They'll find a way to steal it. They'll do everything they can do with it, amen, other than give it to where it belongs to God, amen. Now I tell you what, if I had some money, amen, that belonged to me, I don't want you spending my money. And you don't tell me where my money goes. I don't want my, listen, if I was working for a company and I got paid, I don't want my job paying my phone bill. How many of you be mad if your job just decided, well, you got your check and it was time for you to get your money and they gave you a little slip. I didn't pay your car note. Wait a minute, I paid your rent for you. I went out and got you some groceries. This is what you're going to eat this week. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, you take them to court for stealing, wouldn't they? Because they can't do that. Well, it's the same way it is with a lot of people when things belong to God. You don't mess with God's money. When it's God's money, you just give it to him and let him decide to do it. You can give him a gift. You want to give somebody a car, you can give him a gift him a car, but don't you take what belongs to him and decide what he needs to have and when he needs to have it. Somebody say, stealing. Stealing. Glory to God. All right. Now, it says he was a thief and bare what was put therein and said, Judas, he was a thief and had the bag and bare and bore that which was in. Many times, now, I wish that y'all could hang a little bit close. Whenever we had a Judas spirit in there, they always wanted to get near the money. We don't even have a lot of money in the church. Never had too much money. But whenever a Judas spirit came, they were all, I mean, you could have a thing, and you could say, we need somebody to clean the toilet. We need somebody to do. Judas would always raise his hand and say, listen, I want to watch the money. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, in most of the cases, now, I don't know why Jesus did it, but Jesus let him hold the money. Isn't that crazy? He was a known thief, but yet Jesus trusted him to have the money bag anyhow. He ain't getting my money bag. Somebody say hallelujah. So that little thing backs up my head. I look and I know the word of God and I study the word of God. Amen. I'm not in this for the money. Lord knows I'm not in it for the money. Glory to God. If you only knew. Somebody say, you want the money? You better pull out your checkbook. Amen. Somebody say, hallelujah. You better pull out your checkbook. Glory to God. Yeah. Don't you come to me when something needs to get paid. You better pull out your checkbook. Amen. And pay it yourself. Somebody say, hallelujah. And pay me. Somebody say, hallelujah. Because if you think I'm going to give you the checkbook and then play too and sing and preach and whatever, and you, nope. Somebody say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It definitely won't be free. And I'll get top rate. Somebody say, hallelujah. Have it your way. I tell you what, and people think about stuff. Now, I'm not saying we're crying for money. We're blessed and blessed abundantly. But the Bible says the workman is worthy of his hire. Amen. And I preach real good. I preach real good. Somebody say hallelujah. Free. 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 Glory to God. But if I'm going to work for you, you're going to be my boss. You're going to pay me and pay me well. And you're not going to just pay me for preaching. You're going to pay me for playing too. And I play real good. And I know I play better than some of them boys down at Lakewood making $300 a service. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesse could go down to Lakewood and beat the drums and make $300 in one service. And they have how many services? That's the pay. What's the pay down there? $300 per service, and they have three services per Sunday. Somebody say hallelujah. Now I get up here, preach, scream, holler, pray, play. Somebody say hallelujah. Put up with attitudes. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Count the money, which takes about 3 minutes. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. Put the rest in the coin jug. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. I mean, they take your order at McDonald's, glory to God, and within an hour they've made $5.75. Somebody say hallelujah. We can scrub the toilet. I mean, that you can't. I mean, you go to McDonald's when they push that mop across the floor. When they push that mop across the floor, they pay. Some say Judas wants the money bag because he wants to steal. He wants to lock it all up. He ain't getting it. Somebody say hallelujah. He ain't getting it. And the poor weren't getting it either. Somebody say hallelujah. And the poor weren't getting it either. And Jesus said, let her alone against this thing that what she did was right. He said, the poor you're going to have with you always, but me you're not always going to have. Somebody say hallelujah. That means he said, listen, I'm not shaking up. I'm not going to get all bent out of shape when I see a poor person. And people, that religious devils, especially the Judas spirit, they have respect for person. You know what? If you got 50 bucks, if you don't have anything, and you got $1 million, you know what? I'm going to treat you the same. I'm not going to cry any more for you than I cry for the millionaire, because everybody's got need and they got it in different areas. Somebody say hallelujah. The poor you always going to have with you. Amen. And I can remember me. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the poor will never get effectively ministered to when you have that type of mentality. Oh, Lord. Somebody say, is this what we got to do? This? Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, the poor, you'll always have. He said, but me, you're not always going to have. Now, that really set some people off, didn't it? I mean, that ought to set somebody off right there. And Judas was just working. I'm sure he had his little time there with them disciples. He had some problems with Jesus. He had problems with Jesus. I mean, imagine what this man would have thought. Imagine what you would have thought. You only known him. Then come on now. You only been around him for about 3 years, if that. And all of a sudden, you see all these poor people around you, and this woman goes and wastes all this money on his feet, and he telling me, you're going to have the poor always, but I'm not going to be here all the time. He developed a tune. Somebody say hallelujah. Now also go here. Luke chapter 22, verse 6. Then Satan, somebody say Satan, entered into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of the 12, and he went his way. Somebody say went his way. Way. Write these. I got five things for you. Hallelujah. Write these five things. This is some other ways you can judge Judas' spirit. One, they're always going their way. Somebody say hallelujah. They're always, number one, they will always, say Judas, when Satan entered into Judas, somebody say hallelujah. Notice it right there in John. In Luke chapter 22, verse 3. Then Satan entered into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of the 12, and he went whose way? His way. So that's one of the things that you can catch with Judas, because Judas is out to deceive people. And the first thing he did, he decided, I got to do it my way. They can't get in the group. You know what? When we're in a group, we can't all do things. I'm having to learn. I can't just do everything my way. I've got to do it God's way. You know, I might, you know, even to the songs that we play and how we do that stuff, we got to find out the way of the Lord. But Judas will get in here, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And all he wants to do is his way. And if he can't have it his way, he's going to have a problem. So another fruit of Judas is always wants it his way. Okay, now we're going to read on. Judas went his way after the devil entered him and communed with the chief priests and captains how he might betray him unto them. Some say he went his own way and communed. Isn't that amazing? There are certain Judas spirits out there can't get along with anybody in the church. You've seen it. I've seen it. Can't get along with anybody else, but I tell you what, they'll find exactly, amen, your enemy and befriend them. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah. And get all buddy with it. Somebody say hallelujah. They will go their own way, amen, can't make it with anybody else, but you let somebody be in disagreement, they'll have all kind of communion with that. They will always fellowship, amen. Somebody say hallelujah. I mean, they're going to have tea. They're going to have everything. I'm going to tell you what. I'm with the house. I'm teaching good. I'm at Nations Church. This is where the Holy Ghost has me. Amen. And I tell you what, anybody got a problem with Nations Church or anybody in Nations Church, amen, I'm not going to be partying with you. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're not going to have me getting out there communing with some stuff. Amen. I'm not going to, I'm not going to be, I don't have to kiss your behind. I don't have to kiss anybody. Make them feel good. Glory to God. They got to know straight up. They immediately went this way. Now, the church might got a problem with it. She might have a problem with it, amen, but I don't have no problem, amen. They fine with me. No, 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 no. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
United, we stand divided, we fall. And you know, you hear my phone all the time. You want to see me get ticked off, let somebody call and try to run somebody down. Make me want to swing. People are a trip. Somebody say hallelujah. So they are always looking to, they are always, they see, they went to get, see, and some of this might have been, they wanted to go up higher. See, Jesus didn't have really any official title. He was a rabbi, but he wasn't a part of the eldership. He wasn't a part of the big leadership. So he ran a meet. I'm going to go over his head. I'm going straight to the top. I'm going to go to the chief priest and all this other stuff. Somebody say, and fellowship with him. Let me tell you something. You got to know your place, and I got to know my place. Somebody say hallelujah. There are certain things you just don't do. Somebody say hallelujah. You don't get familiar with stuff. Somebody say hallelujah. This is good teaching. You might want to have it. You might want to write this down and save it because I don't want to have to teach it again. Somebody say hallelujah. You can. So you don't, people come through here. You don't be grabbing stuff, getting all chummy. They're there to give you the word. Somebody say communion. They like the fellowship. They can't fellowship, with each other or anything. Amen. They got to go up. Somebody say hallelujah. Their own way. And wanted to commune with the enemy and covenanted with the enemy. Can't get along with Jesus. Can't walk in unity with Jesus, but yet they went and cut a covenant. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They know how to get along. People think people can't get along. They can get along, but they only want to get along with their program. But you let somebody let something be off. They get into unity real quick. Somebody say hallelujah. You ever heard, you ever had unified strife? They couldn't put together a bake sale in church. But you let a horrible issue go down, they had to get that thing spread. They would be unified. You call this one, I call that one, amen, and we'll all work it together. And sometimes they don't even have to communicate. They know exactly who's going to hit who. So it's a unified strife. Somebody say hallelujah. They can get evil stuff done quick. I said, Lord, I wish they'd do that for Jesus. I swear I wish they'd do that for Jesus. It's not even hard for them. Wouldn't call each other to say, how you doing in Jesus? I haven't seen you in a while. I just want to encourage you in the Lord. Wouldn't call, wouldn't show up, wouldn't drive 15 minutes to bring a starving dog a biscuit. Amen. But you let some selfish motivation and evil come. Amen. Oh, boy, I'm going to be right there. I'm going to call you. I won't let you go. Somebody say hallelujah. covenant with the enemy. Now I'm going to show you this. Now he went his own way. I'm going to say his own way. Covenant with the enemy. And don't think that God don't know. And communed with the chief priests and captains how he might betray him unto them. And there are certain people. Now I've had people try to go way beyond. And anybody that will get with you to take somebody else down, they're not getting with you. They weren't getting with Judas. They were just finding a tool to try to take Jesus down. Amen. After the dirty job's done, they're not going to call you no more. They won't even pick up the phone. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't build relationships on that. How you might betray him. And they were glad and covenanted to give him the money. Some say glad. Glad. Glory to God. And he promised and sought opportunity to betray him unto him in the absence of the multitude. There's another thing about Judas. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Judas and Jezebel ought to have been friends. They were just born in the wrong time. One was a little bit sooner. Amen. They would have been a great couple. Amen. They had so much in common. Somebody say, did it in secret. One, he goes his own way, communes with the enemy, covenants with the enemy. They got a pact, a secret pact. And did it in secret. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say secret. But that's the trip. Did it in the absence of the multitude. I want to go some more. Is that all right? I'm not finished yet. Are y'all? Go to Matthew chapter 26, verse 6. He's selfish. Go to Matthew 26, 14. And one of the 12 disciples called Judas Iscariot went unto the chief priest and said unto him, what will you give me? So say, what will you give me? Y'all want to do a great study? Y'all ought to just mark the words of Judas. One of his famous sentences. He didn't have many, and one of them was, what will you give me? What a great sentence, isn't that? Everybody say, what about me? What will you give me, and I will deliver him unto you? See, it wasn't about Jesus, it was all about him. He goes his own way, and all he's thinking about is him. Notice he said he went his own way immediately. He went his own way immediately, and the first thing as he was going his way, he said, what will you give me, and I will give him to you. Some say Judas. And they covered to give him 30 pieces of silver, and he looked for an opportunity how he could betray him. Some say, look it. You can just tell Judas, he's busy. He's always looking. Looking. Some say, think he is. I mean, looking. Looking for, I mean, that's, see, you know what? When he saw the woman with the oil, pouring all that oil out, he was looking. Somebody say hallelujah. Any little area they can find, I mean, some people, you know, some people come to church trying to find good. Amen, but there are others just looking. Just looking. Oh, who's late today? Somebody say looking. Somebody say hallelujah. Looking. Did he look at you that way? Somebody say looking. He didn't covenant with everybody. There are certain people who make covenants out there, but they just come. I've had people come against the ministry a long time ago and still come to church. Not coming to church to seek Jesus. Come to church looking for an opportunity to betray. Just can't wait to see and tell. That's more important to them than worshiping. Some say looking. Some say Judas is there looking. He's not seeking Jesus. He's looking for problems. He's looking for accusations. Look at somebody and say, what you looking for? So you can find Judas. You can find a Judas by trying to find out everything they see. And most of the time, people talk about what they see. If all they see is fault, slander, somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Since they got them Judas eyes. Somebody say Judas eyes. Judas. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm teaching good. I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you. I'm going to give you some ways of deliverance later on. You will notice that right after Jesus cut a covenant with the enemies of Christ, here in the book of Luke, he then tried to enter into the sacred covenant of the Lord's Supper. Isn't that a trip? He had no, tried to mess up the Lord's Supper. Isn't that a trip? I mean, we all know that you don't get in strife and take the Lord's Supper. Amen. Right after he had cut one covenant, the Lord's Supper is a covenant. The Lord's Supper is a covenant. It's meant for those that are going to stick together. But here, just right before then, he cuts a covenant, and he even said it in one of the verses, amen, that he covenanted, amen, to betray Jesus, probably the same day, went and sat at the Lord's Supper. You can't serve two masters and think you're going to get away with it. Now that's scary. That shows no reverence whatsoever. And we all know about covenants. If you break a covenant, you die. In the Old Testament, that's why man had to die. Because they broke a covenant with the Father. There were certain rules and certain things that if you do this, surely you will die. There was a covenant with Adam and Eve. Don't you eat of this thing. The day you eat of it, you're going to die. So they broke covenant and they died. I believe that Judas died because he was a covenant breaker. He sat up there and took that covenant supper. And the Lord said, the one who dips with me is the one that betrays me. And he said, I'm not even going to reverence this little supper. It don't mean nothing. I'll eat it. Then he ate and supped. And right after he supped, he left. That said something. That said something. He did not hold the things of God sacred. Somebody say hallelujah. Now, how many of you know that communion is serious? This is where he sealed his own fate right here by the Lord's Supper. You mess with fire, you're going to get burnt. You mess with fire, you're going to get burnt. Right here in Luke chapter 22, 3 to 24, you can catch what the man did. And he went on. And Jesus was just checking all this stuff out. Let's check the Lord's Supper out, that this man had no reverence for the Lord's Supper. It's in John chapter 13. John 13. And after the sup, somebody say hallelujah. After he put it in his mouth, Satan entered him. And Jesus said, look, whatever you got to do, you better do it quick. Get it over with. Somebody say hallelujah. Now, this is what's amazing about this thing. Go to verse 28. No man at the table knew for what intent he spoke this unto him. See, you can have Judas up there and nobody knows really what's going on. Amen. Judas had everybody fooled but Jesus. Look at somebody and say, you can't fool Jesus. You can't fool the Holy Ghost. You can't fool the Holy Ghost. You can't fool God. He ain't stupid. Now, they didn't know who he was talking about, everybody else. For some of them thought, because Judas had the bag, because he had the money, that Jesus had said unto him, go buy some things that we have need of against the feast, or that he should go buy something for the poor. He had them so fooled that they were thinking that Judas had a ministry to the poor. Yeah. Oh, look at Judas. He going out to help the poor people. Look at him. He must be on an assignment. Amen. That's what everybody thought. Amen. He had them all fooled. He didn't have Jesus fooled. Jesus knew exactly where he was going. Somebody say hallelujah. So glory to God. Now, I don't have any problem with ministry. Don't think I'm getting you wrong. Amen. But we catch it all the time. Some say, I got to get to this. Amen. They all thought he was off running in his ministry. Somebody say hallelujah. Where was he running? his whole team. I mean, we had one of my boys. You know who I'm talking about. Big old ministry. Amen. Oh, they must be off in their ministry. No, they were off doing some damage. Somebody say hallelujah. So right after he did this, he ran off and did his stuff. He had everybody fooled but Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. You can't fool the Holy Ghost. I wanted to preach that one time. Don't you know the Holy Ghost knows? Somebody say hallelujah. Can see right through the mess. Somebody say hallelujah. Look right on through. Somebody say hallelujah. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. The Holy Ghost also looks on the heart. Somebody say hallelujah. Ain't fooling nobody. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say praise God. Just because you still might have the money bag. Somebody say hallelujah. Don't mean they don't know who you are. Somebody say hallelujah. You still might have your ministry. Amen. That don't mean that he don't know who you are. Somebody say hallelujah. You still might have the microphone. Somebody say hallelujah. That don't mean he doesn't know who you are. Somebody say hallelujah. There's some people just ride on. So they think they got people fooled, think they got stuff tripped up. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, no, the Lord knows. Keep on. Come on a little bit closer. Amen. Come on in a little bit more. Now, so we notice those things about Judas. Now, Satan entered Judas. How many of you want to know how the devil enters us real quick? I want to close out right here so that you can watch yourself against the spirit of Judas. You can protect yourself from the spirit of Judas, and you need to know how the Judas spirit comes in. This is some good meat right here. I know y'all got to go, but this is so good. I was eating this up when I studied it. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is a very important thing that Jesus told Judas. He said, listen, Luke chapter 22, verse 31. Get this. Actually, it said Satan entered. Now, we know at this supper that it was where the devil got into Judas right there at that supper. Then he went around to another one. And the Holy Ghost was ministering this stuff to me today. And I want to minister to you right here. Now, the devil went into Judas. Amen. But right here it says in Luke chapter 22, verse 31. And the Lord said unto Simon, 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 behold, Satan hath desired to have you. Now, isn't that a trip? Now, we had Judas. Some say the money. And Simon, Peter, the mouth. Say the devil wanted the money and the mouth. Somebody say glory to God. Somebody say the money and the mouth. See, but the devil was terrible. It was the devil that did this stuff. The devil got a hold of Judas. And the devil wasn't just satisfied with Judas. He had his heart fixed on Peter as well. Now, wouldn't we have been in a mess? I tell you what, when the devil's working over one, don't you know he's trying to get two?
Amen.
He's working over one, he's trying to get two. It wasn't just Judas the devil was trying to get. Jesus told, listen, in the same supper, he said, one of you got a devil already, amen. And then he turned around and told Peter, and the devil's trying to get you too. You've never thought about that, have you? And then I'm sitting up here thinking about saying, look, we can get all religious and go through all this other stuff. And I wonder how the devil was trying to get Peter. See, the money had, see, that Judas was a quiet person. You didn't hear too much about him, amen. He was real quiet, amen. But he needed a big mouth. Somebody say hallelujah. If he could get Peter stirred up, somebody say glory to God. He would have had a big mess. So I believe Judas was all around in the background, all around Peter. Did you see what Jesus did, amen, trying to get the mouth worked up. Somebody say hallelujah. The devil wanted the money and the mouth. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory. He had some work, but Jesus said, listen, the Holy Ghost said, that's enough. One of them's already far gone, too far gone. Let me tell you why Judas then supped. Jesus confronted him and said, listen, I'm telling you from the face, I know what's up. You're going to sit in front of my face and commune with me. And he put the food in his mouth, looked him in the face, and walked out on him. Judas was bad. I tell you what, this man had no fear or no reverence whatsoever. Peter was just a little bit of talk. Somebody say hallelujah. So Judas was already gone. Let's see, I believe that, can't y'all just see these boys? Everybody's off and Judas over in the background trying to work over Peter. Somebody say, that's how the devil comes to him? Say, the devil's trying to get to you. Somebody say, right there, amen. There, Judas trying to get the mouth, holding on. Why don't you come over and sit with me today? Come on, hallelujah. Somebody say, the devil. See, you think that the devil was just up in the heavens doing all kind of stuff. Oh, give me Peter, give me Peter. No! Give me Peter. I want Peter. Come on. I want Peter. I want Peter. No. He's going to put Judas right beside you. Somebody say hallelujah. And people don't even know. They think, oh, the devil's trying to get you. And then you don't even know it's who you're riding with. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. Maybe who you sitting with. Somebody say hallelujah. Maybe who you talking on the phone. Somebody say the devil. So I say hallelujah. So I say the devil. Everybody say the devil is trying to sift you. You ought to be able to discern Judas. Glory to God. Jesus is trying to tell the people, listen, there's a devil in here with us. There's a devil out there. Don't you know that's the devil? That's the devil. Oh, that's all right. That's all right. Then he had to turn around and tell stupid people. Don't you know the devil's trying to sift you? Somebody say hallelujah. You better watch out. You better learn to discern that spirit and get away so the devil's not able to work you over. Somebody say hallelujah. Everybody thinking that the devil's going to come with big old horns on. No, he's going to get in somebody. You know, Peter and both Judas and Peter both had a hard time with the devil. You know that. Judas had to turn around and tell Judas. You know, I believe he had Peter a couple times. You know, the Peter was so close, amen, I mean, so close to the devil just having him. Every once in a while, you know, he on his weekday, Jesus says, shut up, devil. You don't savor the things that be of God, but the things that be of men. Stop hanging out with Judas. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. Some say the mouth and the money. I'm teaching good. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm getting there. He said, Satan had desired, somebody say desired. To have you. Now that means something. Some say, now we've been talking about desires. See, now people don't want to pray. We sat up here and said, everybody pray tonight. Everybody looked at me like I'm crazy. And you done prayed already and didn't even know it. Some say the devil desired. Don't you? The devil just doesn't wake up and say, I think I'm going to get Rex today. He doesn't wake up and say, I'm just coming to church and whoever's in there, I'm going to get him. No. The devil has been using his negative faith to have you. You don't even know how to believe for a cookie, amen? But he's been around with God for a long time and learned the ways of faith. And believe me, he's using every bit of faith he can to take you down. Every day he prays to get you. Some say the devil desires. I mean, don't have nothing else to do. I mean, he's got a calculated plan, a desire. Some say desire. Oh, he wants you so bad. Boy, he wants you. Amen. Your mama might not want you, but the devil does. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. The church might not want you, but the devil wants you so bad. Somebody say the devil desires to have you. So that's why he always comes at you when you reject it. Amen. Nobody else wants you. The only thing you feel is the devil's desire. I'm so undesirable, not to the devil. Amen. Some say the devil desires to have you. Everybody say desire. Desire. Did you know Satan prays? See, now people don't realize that. See, you're going to have to develop yourself spiritual. You won't be all weak and not pray, be all defenseless, refuse to pray in the Holy Ghost, refuse to read the Word, thinking you all by yourself and do all this stuff and everything's going to be okay and the devil is busy desiring you. I mean, you don't even get up in the morning and say, Lord, thank you, Jesus, for getting me up. Amen. But the devil, before you got up, said, I want him. I want him. If you ain't going to pray, he's going to pray. Don't you know the devil prayed about you today? You might not have been to the throne of grace, but he tried to get there. Amen. I'm here, Your Honor. I want to bring Rex to court today. Amen. He desires you. You might be sorry about your faith and your spirituality, amen, but he's taking it real serious, amen. He shows up every day. That's why the Bible tells you better pray without ceasing and doing all this other stuff, because the devil's got people on the side. He got an organized prayer team. Oh, somebody say hallelujah. This is what the Holy Ghost showed me. He said, don't you know the devil's got a prayer life? Somebody say hallelujah. Are you learning anything? Are you learning anything? Now listen, Satan may have tried to use Judas as an instrument against Simon Peter. The Judas spirit is like Jezebel, will seek company in strife and unbelief. Somebody say hallelujah. Now we get into this position. We get into this position here, right here. Satan, somebody say Satan. Satan's prayers. Why don't you go right here? Go to Job chapter 1, verse 6. Somebody say Satan's prayer life. See, y'all didn't know Satan had a prayer life. See, y'all get up here and pray and snore during prayer. Amen. You bring the devil in here and let you both talk to Jesus and see which one praying the hardest. Amen. You up here, ooh, whatever, Lord. What time's the coffee? What time they gonna start singing? Blah blah blah. And the devil, I'ma have this, I'ma have that, I deserve this, I want that. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Satan's prayer life. I want you to go right here. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. Somebody say the sons of God came to present themselves to the Lord. Now see, a lot of times, now this is what the Holy Ghost was showing me. I'm about to stop, but y'all gotta learn something. This is what the Holy Ghost showed me. Somebody say, present themselves to the Lord. Don't you know that God sees everything, hears everything, and knows everything? What it means they came to present themselves to the Lord, that basically they came with confession. Somebody say hallelujah. They came with confession. And who came with the sons of men? Somebody say hallelujah. Now read right here with me. Somebody say, now the sons of men came to present, that the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. Some say Satan comes among them. So Satan went there and talked. How did he talk? Maybe through doubt, unbelief. Somebody say hallelujah. Now your spirit, you get up there and you say certain things and passionately, amen, and you don't even know. He can't stand before God. He's been kicked out of heaven. He can't go to heaven about you. I mean, he can't show up there anymore. He's been kicked out. So how is he going to get there and present himself? He came how? Among them. Somebody say among. Now, among means within. Somebody say praise the Lord. Or with, or in the midst of. Now, see, some of us get all heated, you know, in spiritual, you know, we get all inspirited, and we start confessing things. Amen. All you're doing is allowing the devil to pray through you. So they say hallelujah. All you're doing is allowing, I mean, I couldn't get you to make a good confession if I paid you, amen. But you let one thing go wrong and your big mouth goes wide open. All that is the devil coming in the midst of you and presenting, amen, himself to God. Some say Satan's prayer life. Couldn't get you to say hallelujah if I stomped on your foot, amen, and you saw, you know, you saw cancer come out of somebody. You wouldn't shout hallelujah if I paid you. Amen. But you let me step on your foot. You'd be ready to cuss so fast. So say Satan's prayer life. That's how he presents himself. He can't go there himself. He has to use you. He needs an intercessor. So say hallelujah. He needs intercessors, people to get out there, talk the negative, talk unbelief, talk doubt, and all this other stuff. So that's Satan's prayer life. He's already prayed. And he's thoroughly prayed up. And you wonder why he has you. Amen. Because he's got such a strong prayer force. In order for Satan's plans are calculated, and he desires your destructions. He even petitions heaven to have you for a season. It's like he has prayed his way to have you. You must pray your way out. Somebody say hallelujah. Now the devil is the what? The great tempter, isn't he? The devil is the great tempter. And when you get Judas and different people out there trying to tempt you, and the devil trying to tempt you to get on the wrong path, realize that the devil is there because he's prayed his way there. He petitioned God to get there. He worked hard. He just didn't show up with nothing to do. He worked at it. In order to get him out of there, amen, you got to pray him out. So say tempter. He is the great tempter. He tempts. He is there to tempt you to do wrong. Now notice that temptation only leaves when we pray our way out. Some say, pray your way out. Say, pray your way out. Say it again, pray your way out. Now this word pray, go here to Luke chapter 22. Now I'm teaching so good. This is like Bible school almost. Amen. Now we got Judas where he said that Judas had a devil. He was full of the devil. Amen. Simon Peter was what? He was almost overcome with the devil. So Jesus takes them to pray. Why? Because the devil was busy. Somebody say hallelujah. The devil was out there trying to tempt and get whoever he could. This is all in the same time frame, people. Right here in Luke chapter 22. And when he was at place, he said unto them, pray that you enter not into temptation. Somebody say hallelujah. Now the devil was trying to sift Peter, amen, had already got Judas, amen, and he was out to get whoever he could, and Jesus said, do what? You better pray, or you're going to do what? Enter into temptation. And he kept on going, and he kept on going, and he kept going back to them and said, listen, pray, and they'd fall asleep. Devil wasn't sleeping. Somebody say hallelujah. He said, you pray. Somebody say, pray. Or fall into temptation. Your prayer life will keep you out of the devil's temptation. Some say, unless you pray. Everybody say, unless you pray. He's going to get you. At least he prayed for you. Somebody say, hallelujah. The one who prays gets the prize. Unless you pray, only prayer will keep the devil from you. Somebody say hallelujah. And so often we want Jesus will do the praying for you. That's why we're to pray in the Holy Ghost. How many of you believe in what I'm saying? So Jesus said it right here, pray that you don't enter into temptation. Another one that I want to give you real quick. Hallelujah. This is why we pray in the Holy Ghost. Go to, just go right here. Zechariah chapter 3 verse 1. This is, some say, overcoming the Judas spirit by prayer. And before you go to Zechariah, go to Matthew chapter 4, verse 10. Then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall you serve. Notice that when Jesus... Before Jesus was going to do his thing, the devil took him out to do what? To tempt him. And the last thing that Jesus said, listen, thou shalt worship, he said, him only shall you pray to. So Jesus told the devil, I'm going to stay in prayer, right? But right here in Zechariah chapter 3, verse 1, and he showed me Joshua. Somebody say Joshua. Joshua. Notice that everybody, now Joshua is kind of like Peter a little bit, because Peter was what? The beginning of the church, the rock that the church was built on. He took us over to the next level, right? The church. And Joshua took us over to the promised land, right? Now notice here. Here we have Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord. Some say right before the angel of the Lord. And Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. Now you can be as strong as Joshua, but yet have the devil right there. See? How many of you are tired of trying to go forth with the devil talking to you all the time? How many are sick of having that in your ministry, having that in your life? I know I ought to do the right thing, but I'm going to be caught up with the devil today. The devil's always whispering to you, always messing with you, always got you bent out of shape. See, you could have the spirit of Joshua to have the devil right on your right side. That's not the way it's supposed to be. You shouldn't always have to be going through the devil's mess. Amen? And the angel of the Lord said unto Satan, some say, Jesus. Jesus. Some say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Said unto Satan, who was right. Thank God he said it to Joshua. Amen. He helped Joshua so Joshua could cross over. Joshua wouldn't have crossed over if Jesus hadn't have stepped in. He's the angel of the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah. The devil was right there trying to give Joshua resistance. Somebody say hallelujah. And the angel of the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee. Somebody say hallelujah. O Satan, even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. It is not this a band plucked out of the fire. Somebody say hallelujah. So whenever the devil is right there trying to get you to stop and trying to resist you, you've got to get into the spirit of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when you pray in tongues with faith and with boldness, that's interpreted to the devil, Satan, the Lord God rebuke you. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus wants to pray that for you. But you've got to open your mouth so the Holy Ghost can pray it. When you're feeling tempted, when you're feeling like turning around, when you're feeling like quitting, get in tongues. And that tongues will be interpreted to the devil. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. So say, the angel of the Lord will rebuke the devourer, the devil, for your sakes. Somebody say hallelujah. Resist the devil by praying in the Holy Ghost. Somebody say hallelujah. Allow Jesus to rebuke the devil. How many are tired of letting the devil have free reign? It's not God's will for you to constantly be battling the devil, constantly battling the devil. Pray and let Jesus put the devil on the run. Oh, I'm done. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, the devil desires to sift you. Devil desires to sift you. You better pray in the name of Jesus. The Lord God. Say, everybody say, Satan.
Satan.
The Lord. God. Rebuke you. Now you might know people. See, you got to understand church folk. You got to love everybody. We have to love everybody in this church. We have to love them and fight like hell to keep them. Somebody say hallelujah. Because the devil, Satan, desires them. And we ought to get to the point where we're tired of seeing him just work over people. When you see the devil after people and tempting people and going through certain, and you see the Judas spirit, that's a spirit. That's not the individual. Get in the Holy Ghost and pray and say, Satan, the Lord God rebuke you. Get your hands off of their mind. Get your hands off of their attitude. Somebody say, praise the Lord. I'm done. That's a good teaching. Somebody say, I can discern that Judas spirit and rebuke it in Jesus' name. How many of you ready to be a good leader? You going to be able to catch it and do something about it? Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. I'm tired of the devil stealing from you. We're going to make it. Hallelujah. We're going to make it. And Judas showed up just before victory. Just before victory, Judas showed up. Amen. But he didn't have any part when the glory fell out. Amen. He was dead. He had his end. He didn't make it. Don't be afraid of Judas. Jesus wasn't afraid of Judas. He just supped with him, washed his feet too, did all that stuff. Judas killed himself. He killed himself. You give enough people enough rope, they'll hang themselves. Somebody say hallelujah. Give them enough rope. Let them hang themselves. They will. Somebody say glory to God. We're going to receive tonight's offering. Somebody say hallelujah. Then don't go stealing from Jesus tonight. I enjoy being with y'all. It's my desire that you make it. I want to see this word not only affect you, but I want to see it affect those around you. And if you've seen the devil snatch somebody away, you better go back and get them in Jesus' name. Somebody say hallelujah. You better go back and get them. You better go back and get him and say, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. Judas might be a nightclub. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. Judas might be some other stupid stuff. Amen. If God desires that people be here, you need to rebuke the devil. And say, no, Satan, I rebuke you. You can pray. You can pray. It might seem, you don't have to keep begging people to do stuff. You can pray. You can pray. And God will make a difference. I don't want to come to church. Well, pray. Pray for him. Amen. Maybe you working and they got 10 Judases. Amen. They're out there. Don't want to be with God. All those other people. All those other negative influences. You have to pray that that spirit be broken. And that power be broken off of their life. So they can hear God. Even people, you know, I believe there are certain folks that need to be in here to hear this message. And they all distracted in something else. Amen. That's not God for them. They need to get here and get what they need to get. Not be distracted about little frivolous things that are going on. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. What you got for me? Anything? You just there? Now y'all can discern the one that keeps the money. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. No, I'm joking. No, he's my brother. He's my brother. Amen. So say we are making it. And does it must? Is it Kathy?